Two Nevada utilities are asking federal regulators for help in a battle with the Enron Corporation. The fallen energy company says it's owed hundreds of millions of dollars by Nevada Power Company and Sierra Pacific Power because of broken contracts. A federal bankruptcy judge so far has sided with Enron, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The dispute centers on a series of long-term contracts that called for Enron to supply power to the utilities, which are part of a holding company called Sierra Pacific Resources. In the spring of last year, Sierra Pacific refused to post collateral that Enron demanded, so Enron canceled the agreements. Enron now says it's entitled to $336 million from Sierra Pacific to make up for the profit it would have earned under the contracts. Sierra Pacific Chairman Walter Higgins says, given Enron's track record, that would be grossly unfair.
This is a criminal entity, Enron. They were manipulating this market. The prices were unfair because of their activities. Why should they now get a windfall?
Enron was already in bankruptcy when the contracts were canceled. But company spokesman Mark Palmer argues that Enron had continued to honor the deals. He says Enron was prepared to keep supplying power to Sierra Pacific and therefore deserves the cancellation payment.
When a contract is entered into and both parties know what the consequences of termination are and what events lead up to termination, the sanctity of those contracts must be preserved.
Over the summer, a federal bankruptcy judge ruled in Enron's favor. Bankruptcy expert David Skeel of the University of Pennsylvania Law School says that's not surprising, since Chapter 11 gives debtors an advantage in dealing with former business partners.
The debtor is entitled to call the shots. They get to keep the good contracts and get rid of the bad contracts, and the bankruptcy code is structured to help the debtor out with respect to both of those decisions.
Skeel says the law is designed with one thing in mind: making the most money available to Enron's creditors.
The judge is not looking after Nevada ratepayers. It's not looking after Sierra Pacific. The judge is really looking after Enron.
So now, Sierra Pacific is looking to federal regulators for help. Yesterday, the company asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, to declare that it does not owe Enron any money. FERC has generally upheld other high-priced power contracts signed during the Western energy crunch, but Sierra Pacific's Higgins says to do so in this case would go against the public interest.
If you begin to look at what the real public interest is here, it certainly doesn't seem to be to give the bankrupt and corrupt Enron entity more money. There has to be a day of reckoning for the Enrons of the world.
Enron says it's willing to negotiate a settlement with Sierra Pacific. The Nevada company says if it does have to pay the $336 million to Enron, it might be forced into bankruptcy itself. Scott Horsley, NPR News.